Favorite tunes. It doesn't make any sense, that song. Think about that song, guys. To build a building, you need materials. Anyway, you need buildings for cities, and you can't build a building with notes.
What do you mean notes?
This is rock and roll. Rock and roll, you make notes.
Oh, with music.
Yeah. And it doesn't make any sense, but you know what? We sing it anyway. You know why? Because it's metaphors. It's metaphorical. Am I not right?
But rock and roll gives people that motivation.
Exactly.
It talks about the hard man's life.
Exactly,
and
baby.
It moves them to build things.
I know.
Like Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here. You know who's not here? I'll tell you who's not here. Gilbert. I'll tell you why. Because he's not 100% in it. He's not dedicated to it. I had a bunch of shit to do today, but you know what? I said, you know, I'm going to do the podcast, but he has family somewhere in Orange County somewhere, and he's like, I can't do it. I go, that's where your heart is. His heart is with family. His heart is not in the game, and it really breaks my heart. And you know what? That's his one out.
What do you mean?
That's his one time he gets out of this podcast.
So that's strike one?
He only gets...
Oh, no, that's the only one.
He doesn't get three strikes in my fucking game. He gets one strike.
Have I had one out? Wait, medical things are
that's
acceptable?
If he said to me like this, he said, hey, Bobby, my dad, he's dead. I'd be like, oh, you okay. You can't do the podcast? No. No. When's the funeral?
Hey, don't say that.
Just listen. I'm just playing the scenario out. I don't want that to happen, right?
It makes me nervous.
Thursday. But tonight, I can't. I got to fly to Chicago. That's completely a good excuse. But I just found out I have AIDS and cancers. Both. I went to the doctor. I have both. Mm-hmm. I go, are you going to die tonight? No. You're doing the podcast. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, this is do or die right here, and I just don't like his heart.
So you're upset because I just got discharged from the hospital and I'm here.
Kalila has really severe things happening with her health. I don't know if we want to get into it, but it's really disturbing.
I guess we can just because it's interesting.
It is interesting.
And it's rare. You know,
so let's cut to, can we just...
I can give him a quick synopsis.
Let me start it. Can
okay,
I start it?
Start it, yeah.
She wanted her titties bigger years ago.
Years, 2013.
Yeah. She thought that she needed bigger titties.
I didn't need them.
No, she didn't need them.
Perfectly fine.
But she wanted bigger titties, and I met her, and I'm like, don't get the big titties. And she's like, no, I already put a down payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go, oh, fuck, I guess you're going to have big titties. And ever since the titties, it's just been a battle physically. And this new thing is that we got the titties out, and then...
Let me explain
ahead,
from
go
here.
Ahead.
I love how
them your titties, so you talk about your titties.
But I do appreciate that you like to speak on behalf of my titties.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a new president, so, yeah. You know.
You might as well own me.
Yeah,
you might as
yeah.
well put me in shackles. I think it's totally acceptable at this point.
Yeah.
last Friday, the Friday that just passed, I had a colonoscopy because, should I say it?
Yeah, go.
Because I had basically been shitting blood for a whole month.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to really, you know, talk about it because I was like, you know, like, I'll talk about it when we figure out what it is, right? So they put this fucking scope up my asshole. A few hours later, I come home and all of a sudden all my joints are inflamed. Like, I physically could not bear the pain. And I had a random fever. My fever started to go up. I was like, oh shit, they perforated my bowel. Like, they probably like poked through my colon and now I have an infection, right? That's what I thought. But then my left boob started to fucking shit, like engorge like a melon. Just my left boob.
Mm-hmm. And which so, is like pretty cool. I mean, sexually though. It's like a Picasso painting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Picasso.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And, you know, just to remind you guys, I no longer have implants in here. I got the implants removed a year ago.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what the fuck? So I wake up the next morning and my boob is quadruple the size of the other one.
Yeah.
And my joints are just absolutely on fire. So I go to the ER and I'm like, look, like my titty is growing, you know? Basically. So they do an ultrasound. And it turns out that there's just this large collection of fluid there. So they culture the fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it's actually very rare to find it inside the boob. But I have a Pseudomonas infection. Pseudomonas is found in like water, aquariums, and things. It's not like Staphylococcus or strep where it's normally, or E. coli that can be found in the human body. Pseudomonas is outside of the body. So for it to be introduced, found so deep within my breast is a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how the fuck did it get there type
situation? Well, I've been injecting you with Pseudomonas for the last 6 months. And I went too far with it.
You've been poisoning
you with Pseudomonas. Is that how you said Pseudomonas?
Pseudomonas aeruginosa.
And then I saw it, though. I was at the hospital.
So they drained, on Friday, they drained my right, my left breast.
Yeah.
And Bobby was there for it. And they took out like 75 cc's of just fucking like brown fluid. And
yeah,
Bobby kept asking the surgeon, can I take it home? Can I take it home? Like trying to put his nose up in it. It was disgusting. It didn't smell like anything.
It smelled anything, but I'm sure we could have use for it.
How? What would we do? Give it away to fans?
No, but if like we could free, yeah, with that one, we could put it in like a vial.
Glass vial necklaces?
Yeah. You know?
Like a blood pact, except it's a bacteria pact.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a culture, you could make yogurt out of it.
Yeah, so that's what happened. That's what happened on Friday. So I thought, okay, my titty's drained. My titty's drained. I'm free to go. But then over the course of the whole weekend, up until today, I've been running a high fever. And my titty started growing again. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I go back. I was in the hospital all day today. And sure enough, all that fluid had reaccumulated. And I guess now I need a fucking surgery to remove the whole mess that's in there. Dude, you're fucking up my vibe right now.
Why?
Because we don't have the usual mics and the ear stuff.
Yeah.
And so when you tune out and like I'm listening
100%, but can
this
I just...
is where I need Gilbert. Because you don't listen to me half the time, which is fine.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, Gilbert looks me right in the eye.
Yeah, yeah. Something crazy just happened, but okay, I'm done.
What do you mean? You're having... I just saw what that conversation was.
No, here's what it is. So just hear me out.
It's been you, Steven, Eric Griffin. I can't play, dude.
No,
girl's titties got juice in it.
No. Eric Koch, Eric, Steve, Frank, whatever his fucking name is. They're all on a Destiny, message group thing.
Group chat.
Chat. And since I'm not playing Destiny anymore... I'm constantly in the group chat, and I get these messages, and I literally just said, take me off this thing, because I can't deal with it anymore, okay? And I'm listening to everything you're saying.
So that was a big thing, that some shit just went down right now. You just said that.
I understand that, but the thing is...
That's the shit that went down.
Yeah. Okay. It went down.
All right.
You angry?
This is so weird just talking to you. I don't feel right.
Why is your lip sweating?
Because I have a fever, you bastard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
God damn it.
But anywho,
Do I look like Stanley Tucci right
now? No, you don't look like Stanley Tucci.
I look Tucci-er than other days.
You're very Tucci today, yeah, but not exactly like Tucci. But it's been a difficult time, I have to say. And it's just terrible, you know. It's terrible. And I, but you know, we all have to reflect, though. We have to reflect on the world. And we saw that documentary on James Foley.
It's called Jim.
Called Jim.
Yeah, it's a story about James Foley, the American conflict journalist who got beheaded by ISIS. He was the only one out of like the 19 prisoners. Actually, he was, well, there was another guy who got killed. But out of 19 prisoners, it was him and the British guy who got beheaded because, you know, we don't negotiate with terrorists at all. But all the other guys got freed but him.
Yeah, so and there's a really Swedish dude, a couple others, they get freed because the government, their governments figure out a way to negotiate with these people. I say negotiate because James Foley, number one, he comes from a good family. His parents love him. He's got brothers and a sister, and he's the fucking guy's getting beheaded. That's where we're at. Well, we can't go. Here's $100,000 or whatever it might be, you know.
But then that gives them incentive to always have to always capture people and to hold that leverage.
They're going
to
capture Americans. ISIS, if they see an American, they're going to capture them, regardless. Okay? So it's like...
But less likely so if they think that they're not going to get any
type of... No, they do it out of a political... They don't really get money. There are two things out of this.
They do need money, though.
We need money or free beheading, like, you know, video, right? Which...
Is this mine?
Well, I drank some of it.
Oh, that's
nice. Yeah, drink it.
Okay.
What happened?
Coconut water.
Coconut water? Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah, but you, I just say negotiate.
I say don't because America is...
Oh, really? Let me say you get captured. No. Now, do you still have the same point of view?
No, I think that we should probably set in place something that's separate from the government where you can raise that type of public funding to
What's the difference?
It's not coming from the government. It's not coming from... I don't know. For me, I think that that's what the family tried to do, and it's really sad because they did try to match the captors... you know,
100 million euros.
100 million euro, though,
which is a lot.
Yeah, you know, and countries like Sweden and all those—they're smaller countries. You know, it's different. I don't know. I feel like different rules apply.
Yeah, but it's to me, a life is worth
$100 million. You're not wrong there. I'm just saying there are organizations in the United States that are meant to negotiate, that they're not government related, that are meant to help people in that type of.
I would, but here's,
you know, dilemma.
And here's the thing with James Foley, is that he was just so stoic and brave.
And calm.
And calm. And automatically when you're seeing that, I question what I would do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I would be offering my butthole. I'll suck all your dicks right now, every for eternity. Don't kill me. You could just, everyone, just stick it
I
in
feel
my
like, mouth. I feel like they would kill you much sooner. They're like, they hate the gays, babe. They'd kill you first.
I don't know. I'd just be like, well, just fuck me in the ass then. Is that gay? Is that still gay?
They'd kill you by fucking you in the ass. They'd fuck you.
I'd rather get fucked in the ass by
to death
than get beheaded on TV.
Really?
Just don't televise it.
So
I'll cry. I'll snot bubbles. I'll beg. I'll say things I don't want to, you know. Please do, you know, like.
Really?
Yeah, he was. You think you'd be stoic?
Hell no. I'd be frightened, but
I'd be
so
scared.
There's probably a point because he had already been imprisoned for a whole year previous, previous to his beheading.
Yeah.
But there has to be some. He has to have adapted or had some sense of, like, acceptance in that whole year. Like, I'm never getting out of here. Like, he's probably come to terms with it a little bit better than someone who just got captured, who's still in a frenzy.
Or maybe I would, because I know this is my last shot on TV. It's your last shot, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is my last, you know. I would probably do something funny.
Like what?
Wee! Like when he's cutting, wee! Or I don't know what I would do. I would say, wee! Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. More feels good! Or whatever, just to get a laugh. No? Would you?
I'd like to.
Yeah, I would think it's just something like, even though it would hurt that bad, I'm like, this is going to kill, you know? Yes. Maybe I would do that. No?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or say something prophetic.
I wouldn't think of anything. to be or not to be? That is the question. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you've been able to sit, you've had a whole year in a jail cell to think about your final words. Like, come on, Bobby. I think you can come up with something better.
No, or you know what would happen? It's happened. I would open my mouth and shit would just come out. Like my, you know what I mean? I'd be so nervous that like just different things are coming out of different holes.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the documentary made me cry. Didn't I cry? Oh my god, so fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah, I feel almost guilty for like making light out of that situation because that was really pretty brutal.
Yeah, I wasn't making light. I'm sorry. If you're anyone from that family, the Foley family, I honestly, I am so sorry that you had to live that. I mean, it is, and you know, and when you're watching this and you just see just how, I mean, what, ISIS is a gang, a really bad, bad organization. And they're evil. I mean, I don't know how else to say it, you know? So I understand why in politics they use them to, you know, like, you know, Trump to just instill fear and to, but it's like, you shouldn't do that either, you know? It's really just a bad, I have to be honest with you, it's just been real fucking scary. You know, it's like, what's going on? It's like, now Putin is a murderer. That guy that's like in a coma because he poisoned him. And then like Trump's like, we're killers too. It's like, why? Don't say that.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yeah.
Any other episode, I would probably be more inclined to discuss this with you. But because I'm running a fever.
Yeah, yeah.
For the love of fucking God, Bobby.
Yeah.
Can we not talk politics today?
Can we talk about plastic?
Plastic what?
In the oceans?
No, you care about the environment.
I just saw that documentary, Plastic Ocean.
There's like 90 plastic bottles.
Do you know why there's 90 plastic bottles in there?
Why?
So it doesn't get into the ocean.
So you never throw them
away. Yeah, I'm going to just hold on to all the things so that I know exactly where my plastic is. So that like the seagulls don't eat them.
So you're going to fill this whole house
with plastic? Yeah, I cannot do it. I cannot have the seagulls start. Because, like, they eat it.
Hmm.
You know, they open up little birds and, like, there's, like, you know, a lighter inside their stomach.
This is a funny thing about Bobby.
Yeah. Right? Now make fun of me and say that I'm a bad person.
No, you're not a bad person.
Go ahead.
But he wants to be the one to come up with the idea. If you introduce him to the idea of plastics in the ocean or new music or anything else, any new idea.
Okay.
He will tune you out, and then about a year later, he's like, "Do you know plastics in the ocean is a problem?"
Okay.
And as if we've never had a conversation before, because I've been begging to ask for a water filter in that sink so we stop buying plastic bottles.
Okay. I saw Aaron Brockovich. Okay. And ever since I saw Aaron Brockovich, I cannot eat faucet water. I don't want to get what they got.
I know, but we can get a filter.
I know, but I saw it. And it's real, and I don't want to get sick and then have like some lawyer come over here and fight for my rights and then have them go, we got you $30 million, but I'm dying, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So that's that. And also on top of it, when people say things like there's plastic in the ocean, you could be lying. Just let's hear me out. All right. It's like you saying, hey, you know, avocados, there's like Ebola in them. Right, like what? You know, and then if I saw a documentary and it's like there's some Ebola in avocados, I would believe you.
When I introduce a new idea, you think automatically I'm lying.
No, I don't think that you're lying. I just don't think you're being truthful. You know, and there's a difference. No, I just you know, it's more believable to me when I'm watching a documentary. I'm a big fanatic, a documentary fanatic. I've seen all of them. I feel like. It's my favorite medium. You know, throw me a fucking documentary. I've seen it.
No, oh, I know.
Hypernormalization. That's the one you need to see, sir.
Oh, my God. The way you said I don't like when people do that.
See? You introduced a new thing.
I know. It's not the way. It's the way he said it. Hypernormalization. You got to see it right now.
So like, I'm going to let you know right now. He might watch it 6 months from now. He's going to be like, yeah, it's not that good. Because he didn't find it first. This is just the Korean way, guys. This is not... You know, it's the pride of getting it first, knowing it first.
Yeah. And can I say this? It's a fucking character defect, okay? I have a lot of fucking problems. And one of them is that.
What are you doing to solve the problem?
What's all? I'm not nothing. I like that about me.
Because I have a fever right now and my mind's buzzing. Yeah. I'm going to lay out a few questions for you.
Okay, go ahead.
So every other episode, you talk about these supposed character defects that you have.
Right? Yeah.
Every other episode, you cry foul about plastics in the ocean, dogs in Yulin, or Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do in your daily life to address all these character defects and all these things that you cry foul about?
Well, I vocalize them on a podcast that people can hear me say it.
And I think so that you mobilize them to change, but yet you're not doing anything?
For me, what I am, I'm just a messenger.
Oh.
All right. What I am is I'm being a conduit to God, right? And so I think I'm doing, let me say something right now, all right? Let's see, difference between me and my dad. Let's say my dad, right? What is my dad going to do? No, he's sick, but let's say when he was healthy,
mm-hmm.
right? Even if he read all these things and knew about these things, he starts a podcast. What, 5 people are going to listen? Come on.
Let's be real,
right?
Probably more.
Yeah, but now he's not going to do like the numbers that Papa gets, right, on Tiger Belly. So my point, and all you listeners right now, you're listening to my voice, and I hear you because I go on the road and you guys talk, we hug, right? We get it. And they know that I'm a conduit because I'm the slept king.
That's right.
And that's for real.
He sleeps on all the world's issues.
No, I don't sleep. What, bitch, you
in
don't
a
even
bed of plastic.
You're so dumb, dude. You don't even fucking know, dude. Here's the real. You want to hear the real?
I want to hear the real.
The real is this. I sleep, right? And I'm not sleeping, though. What I'm doing is I'm like all this energy. Information. I'm like a fucking sleeping computer. I absorb information.
Mm.
And I wake up and a little light comes out of my eyes when I open my... You don't know this because you're not there when I wake up, but little lights come out of my eyes. Beams of light. Right, because there's so much information. And then I just say it on the podcast, right? And then I go out and I say it to my fans when I'm on the road or whatnot. And I think it's working. So what you're saying to me is that I'm not doing shit. I'm doing a lot because people know about the Slept King. People touch me and I touch you and we're all connected, right? And if you ever tell me not to fucking touch the table again, you piece of shit, all right? When I touch the table, what happens?
It makes a noise.
Sorry, my bad.
It gets in the way.
Because Gilbert's not here, we have to fucking use this ghetto ass bullshit, right? And fuck you, Gilbert, for not even being here. Okay, so that's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
Every day.
What are you doing?
You want to know what I do every day?
What?
I recycle.
Uh-huh. Me too.
No, you fucking don't.
I do.
I got you that recycling fucking garbage.
Yeah, but it's in my house. Right? I mean, we'd have to go to court to figure out all that shit.
I do beach cleanups too,
you bitch.
You fucking don't.
You don't know what I do in my sleep? See, the sleep king, what you don't get is that I also can, you know, I come out of my body. There's a spirit that comes out. Mm. And I'm on the beach, my other spirit. My sleep spirit is on the beach cleaning shit up. My point is that that's a lie.
What about the character flaw part? Like, you always say... Like, people always give you credit. Like, I love Bobby because he's very honest about, like, his character defects and he's really humble. And I feel like you only say those things to be humble, but for no other reason. I don't even think you even care to change or to be better.
Mm.
So you say all of that so that you get a praise. Like, oh, we love you.
Then break up with me.
Why? I'm just...
If I'm a bad person, break up with me.
This is what he does. This is always what he does. Yeah. You know what he does
If I'm evil, I'm lazy, and I don't contribute.
I have some resentment. This is why I'm bringing it up. I have a little bit of resentment.
Go ahead.
This morning, I got the news about...
Well, first of all, okay, just...
Hold on. I'm not going to get into it that deep. I don't want to fight that. I don't want to relive it.
By you bringing up morning, though, it's already now a fight. So go ahead.
Okay, then I don't want
to
bring it up.
No, you're going to have to bring it up now. No, we're not going to fight. I'm not going to fight on air. I'm going to fight off air. Go ahead.
I was having a meltdown earlier. I was crying in bed for about an hour, and because I just got some news I didn't want on the telephone, health related. And I was just really bummed out because all these things, it's just cascade of events just happening. And I'm like, what the fuck does my body hate itself? Like, I can't seem to catch a break, right? Not to over dramatize it, but I've just been bummed, right? And so in that moment, I tell Bobby, like, fuck, like, this is what's happening. And he kind of, like, just taps me and then just goes back to sleep, you know? Hold on. Just let me finish my story because okay. I'm getting paler and paler by the second. And it's just my anger is coming out.
Okay.
And I cried to him about it. I was like, look, in that window of time, in that hour, I just needed you to be just emotionally there. Like, to just give me a little bit of, like, even a hug. I didn't need you to say anything, to touch me and say, hey, it's okay, like, we'll get through it. Anything. Any fucking morsel of comfort that he was willing to throw my way, that's when I needed it, right? So I address that and I say, hey, I just need that. And his response was, I am who I am. I'm not the nurturing type. This is who I am. If I don't match what you need, then maybe we shouldn't be together. Versus saying, you know what? Yeah, like, maybe I should have been, you know, maybe I should have rolled over and said, hey, babe, like, I'm sorry, you know? So that's really all the fight was about. And then I end up apologizing an hour later because I'm like, I'm sorry that I blew up. You know, I'm sorry that it's always me apologizing for feeling bad. And that's, I guess I have resentments about that. It's because when I finally do voice out things that affect me or things that I feel like I need more from you, and you say, I am who I am and I'm not changing. If you don't like it, get out.
That's
you know, and I finally, muster enough.
That's not what. Okay, this is it, okay? I'm sorry. Okay?
But I...
No, just hear me out. I'm manipulative. And I say things to manipulate you so that I don't have to address my own frailties and my character defects. You're right, okay? So in that way, these are things that I need to work, okay? I can get into what happened this morning from my point of view, but I don't want to, and still there's a part of me that feels like I'm right, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, I was in the wrong, and I shouldn't have manipulated you in that way, and, I fucked up, you know, but I did wake up this morning, and then I'm like, do you need a ride? Because you need to go to the hospital. And they're like, no, my sister's coming.
But that was an hour
yeah,
after.
Yeah, but can I just say something, too, though? Is that, what time was that?
At 10:30
right, morning. I didn't go to bed till 9.
I didn't know that.
All right, I was, 9 o'clock I went to bed. And so I was just finally deep asleep. I wake up to this, I'm so tired, right? And I'm hearing it, and so I just remember going, do you know Ryan? She's like, no, my sister's. And I don't know what happened, but I heard what was going on, and I know that it was bad, but I just fell back asleep. I don't know what happened. And then at one point, I got back up, and I tried to touch her, you know? And I know that this happened, because I remember you telling my body, God, you know, this is fucked up, right? So touch her, and then I think you were just adjusting your arm or whatever, mm-hmm. but you moved your arm away from my arm, mm-hmm. right? And then I'm like, oh, she doesn't want my, you know, main thing. So then my body was like, slap, can't go back to sleep. So I went back to sleep, right? And then a couple hours later, or like an hour later, then you had a really breakdown, you broke down.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when I woke up and I went, oh, I fucked up. You know, but it's not because I don't care. It's just that I don't know how to be nurturing in that way. And also...
But...
I'm defending you.
That's why I ended up apologizing is because you've not been there for me. That never was what I'm saying, right? You take me to the emergency room when my heart goes, you know, AWOL. You take me every time. You drive fast. You're frantic with me. You stay up with me till 12... You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You stay up with me. I'm not saying all. What my only complaint was, this morning. I'm not. I never said that you were shitty person, you know. And
but it, also this weekend too. What I'll have to have resentments in myself is that you have people coming over because you were sick all weekend. And by the way, I had a brutal cold myself. Right, I had to do Rob Schneider's show Friday, and I was literally didn't sleep, and I was sick as a dog. Like I could barely move. And I went all the way over there and I shot all day. I don't know how, I don't even remember what I shot because I was so sick. I had to cancel my spot. And then she was sick all weekend. And then, but then she does this thing where like, Jess is coming over, my sister's coming over, my mom's coming, because you don't know how to take care of me, right? So then I'm sitting there in the room and then she has people just watching movies with her or like rubbing her back. And then it makes me feel like, I don't know how, when she says I don't know how to take care of her, I don't know exactly what she wants me to do, right? So then it's like, I don't...
It wasn't something that you had the patience to do. So what happened over the weekend was that all my joints, my whole body became inflamed and so painful, George, like even like meds like Toradol unrelieved the pain, right? So in order to for me to feel better... Seriously, around the clock, you would just have to like punch my joints like this because I felt like they were restless and burning. And I seriously thought I had some autoimmune.
Yeah, but I was sick myself, right? Like I'm my body's weak. You know, I have this cough. I'm like deathly ill.
Exactly. So, it's why I didn't want you to do the work. So instead,
but it's the way you say it. It's like you said, but you say it in a way like you don't know how to do it. You know what I mean? And it's like.
But if I say that, Bobby. I say it in jest. I never say it the way you say it. I say it in like a funny way. Like, and it's true because even when they were gone, I was like, hey, can you punch my joint?
And then when they punched it.
For 30 seconds and you
not
went 30 back
seconds.
To
I count. Video games. Seven, you got 7 it. Minutes sometimes. I count.
Okay, can we just stop
what?
Fighting?
I'm not fighting.
It makes me sad it's that you're not... bothered that my family comes over.
Now I'm not bothered, but see what I'm... That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, here's what we're saying. Okay, well, this is what we are.
Who's we?
You and I.
Oh.
Together, okay? That we're a couple, and we're doing great, and we can say our little resentments and what's bothering us.
And you guys get to enjoy
it. And you guys get to enjoy it.
At the cost of my tears.
Yeah, and we are just working through our problems, and relationships are difficult. And I've never been good at it. This is the longest relationship I've ever had. The 2 years is the tops for me. And this is almost double that. And I want to make it work. It's not like I'm going to make it work. Like it's a chore. No, I want it to work because I love her. And I think that she is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, and not only that is people around me also love her too, which is an asset. My manager, you can't live without her. People know that, right? I can't live without her. So it's like, but you know, I'm not nurturing. I'm not a titty sucker, and well, you're not gonna suck my titty,
right?
And I'm not. I don't know how to do intimate shit. You know. I'm not a good massager. I'm not a good...
Because you force me.
I don't want to do it.
But honestly, yeah. He may hate it.
Yeah.
But he is the
best massager. It's like, can you play with my hair? Well, fuck it. But, you know what I mean? Look, but I will never be that.
You see how I'm touching it right now? Did you see that? He goes...
Yeah, I mean...
He pulls away.
I will never be that.
So that's twice the love by doing it at all.
See, that's exactly why I love you, George.
Get the fuck out of here,
George. Yeah, get
the
fuck out of town. My point is this.
I'm sick and you're not on my side.
I'm still sick too, but...
God, it's got it. Can I have this?
Well...
I think I'm sicker than you just a little bit, no?
Yeah, I'm just telling you that I'm sick also.
You have a fucking cold, bro.
Yeah.
I have a fucking titty juice flying out my nipples.
Yeah. Titty juice.
Titty juice.
Flying out of the nipples all day long. You know, this is a weird podcast. Would you give me a beverage? You got me a Red Bull?
Yeah, I got that for everybody. I just didn't have time.
Sorry, what a cool guy, man. What a real cool guy.
This is weird doing it without Gilbert. We need him here.
No, this is better.
Because if he's not here,
I like it better.
Him and I will always argue and fight. Gilbert's a good buffer for that. Because who the fuck wants to hear an hour of our relationship shit? We just did that right now. And that shit's like...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It is what it is, okay? I'm not also on top of it. I don't give a... Listen, I'm going to fucking do this podcast the way I fucking want to do it. All right? And also on top of this, I'm just going to say this. And that's... This week alone, I did 1, 2, 3, 4 fucking podcasts promoting this fucking shit right here. Okay? What has fucking flat-faced Gilbert done? Not even showed up for this bitch.
Flat.
Okay, he hasn't even showed up to this bitch. All right? I'm working hard for the company. I'm working hard for the fucking cause. And I'm sick. And my girlfriend happens to be sick also. Okay?
Not as sick, yeah. But, you know.
But she just happened to be so.
Yeah. He okay. was sick first. In all fairness, he was definitely sick first.
Yeah. And then your sister goes, you know what your sister said to me the other day? Puts me out. She goes, you know, you get sick a lot. Like, it's weird. You say that a lot, too.
Get sick a lot.
I understand that. I do. Do you know why?
Why?
And ask any comedian. We're at comedy clubs, right? And especially the mic at the Comedy Store, that's the same mic they use for open mics.
Oh.
All right?
That's gross.
So you have 8 comics, open mics, using that mic, right? And then during a night, you have at least 4 or 5 right before you. Whoever's playing there at midnight is fucked, right? And it's a fucking cesspool of germs. Not only that, when I go on the road, I shake hands with like 200 people a fucking night, right? And I don't want to be like Howie Mandel. I'm gonna wear gloves.
He wears gloves
and hand sanitizer. He won't even touch them.
Yeah.
What does he do with the mic?
I think he sprays it down.
Does he bring his own mic?
Yeah, but I'm not that weird either. Like, I don't do that. My point, though, is that I'm around a lot of people, and it's like I get sick a lot. But it has nothing to do with I'm a frail human being who's susceptible. All right? So tell your sister. And also what your sister did today.
My sister is
gave me a fucking...
Sick. What?
She gave me the fucking stink eye today, man. Kawinda, if you ever do that shit again, I swear to fucking God...
You're so sensitive. How is it that you're the one crying now?
See, that's the why. That's the why of it all. And this is the why and the when and the what, where.
Titty juice.
No, not titty juice. This is what I am. At the end of the day, you had to always... I always have to win.
I always have to win. It hits when it
is. You know what? Fuck you, George. Fuck you, George. Now listen, literally that has to be it because I gotta go now.
What time is it?
My show's at 10.
Sorry, guys. Mini episode.
This is what happened. Tucci Coloco got sick. Gilbert couldn't make it. I had to go do a show. Today is the only time we're gonna do it this way, but it's gonna be a short one because of the fact that I just have to go and I don't have the time.
And I don't have the energy.
We don't have the energy. But this weekend, I'm going to be at the San Jose Improv. The weekend after, I'm going to be at the Schaumburg Improv. March 23rd.
March 3rd to the 5th, Houston Improv.
Yeah. Look at Eric Griffin. Hey, Gookie. Nice to hear from you. This is Eric Griffin. Hey, Gookie. What a fucking asshole. But here's another thing is that... March 22nd is the one. I did that comedy jam for Comedy Central with Tiffany Haddish. But my episode is premiering. It's going to be the premiere episode.
When?
March 22nd. And also, they submitted it for an Emmy.
Oh, nice.
My episode. And Kalila said that I wasn't good that night. But you know what? The reaction from the producers and the network is otherwise.
Then I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm okay with being wrong. I love it when I'm wrong.
Yeah. But, you know, the reaction for them is like, oh my, that's the best episode of the thing. So that's a fact. And that's real. And that's something that I can build a house on. Okay? Because we built the city on rock and roll. We built... No.
No, go ahead.
It's this city.
We built.
I gotta go. But.
Okay. You gotta fucking.
Get it together, man.
You're doing a fucking ass out hug too.
It's okay, Tooch. Everything's fine. Steve and I want to go eat. You want to go or no?
Do I look like I'm in the...
Is it all right if I go eat with Steve or no? Because I haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Do you need me home?
This is another issue, okay? Before you go.
Oh, my God.
The reason that people were over is because I had a very high fever and you had to be out.
I have to go right now.
I have to go to the spa. I have to do this.
I don't have to go to the spa. I haven't been to the spa. But I'm going to eat with my brother, come home. I'll be home by midnight.
Okay, then I'll have my sister come over.
Is that okay?
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'm okay with
your sister's over. You seem to have a problem with it.
No, I was kidding. I just don't want you to think that, like, I'm trying to do stuff behind your... I just want to go and eat with my brother. I haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
You can go. But don't be upset if I'm asking help from other people.
No, I'm not upset. I just don't want you to be upset.
You're incorrigible.
Incorrigible, too.